The main areas of focus in our laboratory deal with intelligent control, in particular what we call behavior-based control, hybrid architectures, hybrid software architectures, which means how do we think and when do we think and how do we act and when do we act. So we have the notion of blending together reasoning and low-level reflexive responses. Some of our robots operate on what I'd like to call the Nike logo principle or Nike ad principle. Just do it. You don't think about it, you just react and do it. But in many cases, we feel that that's inadequate to achieve the kinds of high levels of performance our robotic systems would like to have. So you have to create the ability for a robot to think about its world and understand its world effectively. The other side of the coin is our emphasis on practical robotic systems and working systems. We do a lot of work for the Department of Defense, who is one of our major contractors right now. We are looking at user-centered robotic systems. We are one of the few groups in the country that runs formal usability studies with human subjects. We have a study going on right now, as a matter of fact, for that, where we look at how average people, or at least college students, and in some cases military subjects as well too, can use these systems. A goal of our laboratory is to get the robots out of the lab into the real world, and without understanding what potential users are like and trying to create software and hardware that will fit their needs, that's a very, very difficult task to do. We want to get the arrogance out of the design process where roboticists say, we know what's best for you. We want to know what really is best from the user's perspective and design systems to accomplish that.